Harry Nelson here with Monitor. And this week, it certainly seemed that President Johnson had more than his share of problems. I mean, all right, it's no fun to worry all day about the war in Vietnam, the national economy, and our position in the space race. And then you come home to dinner and hear rumors your daughter's in love with a movie star. Of course, we don't know how serious that situation is, but Linda Burr Johnson did celebrate her 22nd birthday at the Hollywood home of actor George Hamilton, which puts a little romance in our national life. First, this number called Judith by Jimmy Sedler. Monitor 66, and I'm your host, Barry Nelson. And in just a few minutes, I'll usher in regulars Nichols and May and Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola. New York City played host to a distinguished visitor this week, Prince Philip of Britain, and he proved a fast man with an answer at press conferences. He arrived on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and he was wearing a green tie. Reporters asked him if it was in honor of the Irish holiday. No, he said, I always wear a green tie when I fly in from Chicago. The remark of the week, and I wonder what he meant by it. Take it over to the tune of The Spanish Flea, played by the Tijuana Brass. Monitor Comedy Time presents Nichols and May. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality products for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
The Adventures of Dick Tracy. A master thief has stolen an atomic pile and the city's electric light generator. The police are in the dark. All but Dick Tracy and Officer Sam Ketchum.
Tracy, are you sure it's Roland Robot?
It follows, Sam. To survive, Roland needs a tremendous power source. Hence the theft of the atomic pile and generator.
But what next?
Quick, stop here.
An auto parts store? Tracy, what?
Follow me, Sam. Okay, Roland Robot, drop those Autolite batteries.
Tracy, how did you know?
Simple, Roland. I knew that after you used up the generator, you'd need a longer-lasting power source. So you'd come after a supply of Autolite car batteries. The batteries with up to 34% more starting power.
And to think I believed them when they said you're always right with Autolite.
Stop crying, Roland. You'll rust before we can get you to trial.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Join the party now and listen to Mike Nichols and Elaine May with their version of Who's Who.
Doris Fine is having a baby.
I know. Isn't that marvelous?
What's so marvelous about it? Does she have a lot?
No. She's wanted one so badly.
She has?
Oh, yes.
Have they been trying and trying?
Oh, trying and trying, really. And now, finally, she's having a baby.
How old is she?
Oh, she's about 54, 55.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yes. They've wanted a baby every day of their marriage. She used to pray for it, really, and now at last she's having one.
What could have happened?
I really don't know. I guess prayers are answered.
54?
Yeah.
See, when the baby is 6 years old, she'll be 60.
Yes.
How old is Harold?
Harold must be, 32, something like that.
Oh, she's older than he is.
Oh, she's been married twice.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Her first husband is about 60.
Yeah.
And then she divorced him about 15 years ago and married Harold, who was very young at the time.
Oh, that explains the baby.
Yeah. He was a logger or something, and she met him up at a logging camp where she was a dude. And he was about 16, and they got married.
They have dudes at logging camp?
Well, something like that. I may be wrong. And they fell in love. She was much older than he, of course. And then they got married. Now they're having a baby. After 15 years.
What a love story.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful.
They must be so happy.
Oh, they're ecstatic, just ecstatic. Doris's mother has been there all day, cleaning and cooking and everything.
Doris's mother?
Mm-hmm.
How old is your mother?
Oh, about 85, 86.
Isn't that sweet? Her first grandchild.
Oh, yes, and she has been praying every day for it, every day for a grandchild. You know, just wonderful, really marvelous. Doris's father, you cannot talk to him.
How old is he?
Oh, 30, 35, 36, somewhere in his 30s.
Darling, what are you saying?
Her mother has been married a few times, too. About 4 or 5, I think. She met her present husband in Los Angeles. He was a lifeguard. And she went swimming one day and had some kind of trouble because she's pretty old. And
you said 80-something?
Yeah, and he dived in and saved her, and they fell in love and got married.
Tell me, is there a lot of money in that family?
In Doris Fine's family?
Hmm.
Not that I know of. Why?
Just wondering.
Must be some kind of an answer. Nichols and May are regulars on Monitor Comedy Time each weekend, and they'll be back without Doris Fine later today.
Say, this company picnic is fun, eh, miss?
Yeah.
You're in the shipping department, right? Like it?
Yeah.
How come you smoke Chesterfield cane?
How come? Well, about 2 months ago, I was down in New Orleans with Millie, and we were sightseeing, and she said, "Here, have a Chesterfield cane. You can't get this kind of taste anyplace else." And I tried one, and she was right. So when I got home, I told Charlie.
Why do Chesterfield people like the taste of their cigarettes so much? Don't ask.
Nobody's got the taste of a Chesterfield cane.
Anthony Newley. Sure, I know him well. We'll sing less than 2 minutes from now here on the Monitor Beacon. And that's just in. Late news from Boston. The winners in the 1966 Mobile Economy Run just announced for the 7-day cross-country mileage test. Les Villand in a Rambler American arrived in the record 23.81 miles per gallon on the course. And beginning in Los Angeles, this was the longest and the toughest course ever in the 30-year history of the run. It was a 3,301-mile drive in all kinds of weather and road conditions. Overall mileage averaged for the course 19.56 miles per gallon. Average speed driven, 51.84 miles per hour. Now, there are 8 classes, according to the size of the cars, all stock model American passenger cars. The women drivers did okay, too. In Class E, That's standard six-cylinder cars. Pat Sawyer and her daughter, one in a Chevrolet Biscayne, and the two motion picture starlets driving a Pontiac Tempest caused a mild tempest for a while this morning when they were lost. But the judges report they've turned up, finishing eighth in their class. And 50 of the 52 starting this year's mobile economy run finished the race. The record mileage again, 23.18 miles per gallon, driving across the United States in 7 days. That's the figure to beat if you're planning a trip. Anthony Newley's latest riddle. Why can't you try to didgeridoo?
Oh, haven't you heard of the golden rule that everybody should live by? Why can't you try to learn the rule? Why can't you try?
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you'd like to be didgeridone by? Why can't you didgeridoo as you'd like to be didgeridone by?
Why not try? Now the Aborigines have a golden rule that says you must be true. You must always do to the one you love as you'd wish they would do to you. Their love is hard, but their love is true. It's a love you can set the sun by. You must always didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by.
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by? Why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
Why don't you try? This could apply to you and I. You said that you'd be true. Goodbye, Rosenberg. I believe in you. I sat beside the telephone in the hope that you'd be calling. It was you who broke my heart, so you should do the crawling.
Oh, I can't try to get you into as you like to be didgeridone by. Why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
Why can't you try? Goodbye, Rosanna, guess that we are through. Goodbye, though I believe in you. Oh, you never heard of the golden rule that everybody should live by. You didn't try and learn the rule. There's nothing for me to do goodbye.
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by? Oh, why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
You didn't try goodbye, Rosanna. You didn't try goodbye, Rosanna. You didn't try goodbye.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think air conditioning, think Bryant Gas Air Conditioning, the air conditioning system that cools your whole house the modern way, with gas. It reduces dust, dirt, and pollen in the air you breathe. And because you can keep the windows closed, the house is cleaner and quieter. As a matter of fact, I can give you several more good reasons to buy Bryant Gas Air Conditioning. It's sold and serviced by many gas companies, so you know it's a good, reliable product, and they'll stand behind it. Another thing, gas air conditioning is financed by many gas companies at reasonable rates you can afford. You know, the remarkable thing about Bryant Gas Air Conditioning is the fact that a simple gas flame does the major part of the cooling job, and does it quietly, dependably, and economically. Remember, gas can make the big difference. But why not get the whole story, without obligation, from your gas company? Call them.
The new Christy Minstrel singing, There But For Fortune.
Show me the prison. Show me the jail. Show me the prisoner whose life has gone stale. And I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. There but for fortune go you and I. young man with so many reasons why. There the poor fortune, go you and I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall.
And now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Joe.
How about a coach who got his All-American through a teammate's mother? I'll be back to discuss him right after this word from the Great American Insurance Companies.
Day One Contracting.
Joe, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Joe, about our roof. Your estimate seems a little high.
There's a lot of wind damage there, Jim. That's about as low as I can go.
Ouch. Well, okay, we better go ahead. Can't leave it that way.
Aren't you covered by insurance?
No, not for that. Just fire.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, there's a homeowner's insurance app that protects you against almost all losses, big and small. Got it myself. It's a Great American Homeowner's Deductible.
Deductible for a house?
Sure. Works like car insurance. Great American pays everything over the amount of my deductible according to the terms of my policy. I get more protection for the same money.
Maybe I better look into this. What'd you call it? A homeowner's deductible? Where do you get it?
See any Great American agent. Just give them a call. Believe me, it's a nice feeling to have homeowner's deductible. More protection for your house without paying more. You gotta hand it to that Great American Insurance Company.
When you hear discussions about hotbeds for sports in this country, one area that seldom gets mentioned is New England. But despite this, sports play a big part in New England life. So big, in fact, that there's a brand new magazine in that area called Sunrise, devoted exclusively to New England sports. In its current issue, there's a story about a very unusual and very successful basketball coach, Joe Mullaney of Providence College. The story by John Hanlon is an interesting look at a young man with a lot of ideas that don't make him sound like a basketball coach. Mullaney says that his interest in being a coach goes back to his high school days, but there is pretty good evidence that he paid quite a bit of attention to his playing, too. In November of 1945, having just received his discharge from the Air Force, Mullaney entered Holy Cross with some other fine basketball players like George Kafton and Dermy O'Connell. A year later, they were joined by a guy named Cousy and wound up as NCAA champions. He graduated in 1949 and spent the next year with the Boston Celtics. He describes that year by saying, "It proved that I knew something about coaching. I knew I wasn't good enough to play with the pros, and I was right. I sometimes tell a story that I really made the Celtics what they are. The first thing Red Auerbach did when he became coach was to ask waivers on me, and they've had nothing but success since then." Joe coached for 1 year and then spent the next three working for the FBI. He came back to coaching at Norwich University in Vermont for 1 year and then moved over to Providence. That was in 1955. Since then, his teams have never had a losing year, made five trips to New York's National Invitation Tournament, and won it twice. But Joe Mullaney is an unusual coach, not only in terms of his victories. Here's what he has to say on the subject of recruiting. "I put myself in the boy's shoes. I say to myself, now if I were in this boy's place, would I go to this school? Is it what I want? I'm not interested in shoppers looking for a deal, because we have no deal to give. Another thing is, I will take no for an answer. Once a boy tells me he's not interested, I'm finished. I'm better off trying to get a boy from Hartford, for instance, who has an interest in us, than I am trying for a boy from Kentucky who doesn't really know who we are or where. When I tell coaches from other parts of the country how we work it, and they weigh it in terms of accomplishments, They won't believe me. I don't blame them. It's unbelievable the way it's worked. If you get a little tired of coaches who brag about their scouting ability, you'll like this story Mullaney tells. He says, we got Bill Blair, who'd been a fine player at Jamaica playing high. The day Blair entered school, sometimes I get chills when I think how this happened. His father was helping him take things to his room, and his mother turned and asked me if I knew about Jim Walker. I told her I'd never heard of him. Mullaney made it his business to find out. And Jim Walker is now an all-American choice of the nation's coaches and writers. And I've got a hunch that Sunrise Magazine will be carrying a lot of stories about Joe Mullaney in the years to come. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this word for Chrysler. Getting ready and staying ready are two different things. Being prepared for winter was a good idea. And even though we've had some spring-like days, winter isn't over. So staying prepared for winter is a good idea for anyone, especially anyone with a car. My suggestion? A midwinter checkup with certified car care at the place where they do the job and do it right. Your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers.
Joe Garagiola is a regular on Monitor each weekend, and he'll be heard again this afternoon. Jankowski playing Black Forest Holiday, and even if he can't make it, your friends in other parts of the country are enjoying Monitor, too. In Louisville, Kentucky, we're heard on station WAVE, and we're going to wave that station and all the others in just for a minute, and we'll be back. This is Barry Nelson for Monitor.
Weekends are different. So is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.